So I spoke about last night, the word they said over by the Yortzeit of Reb Shaila. Reb Eli Melech Biderman said over on Gimel Iyar, which is the Yortzeit of Reb Shaila, he said, Zohar calls a Yortzeit a Hilula, a wedding. So it's a strange way of referring to a Yortzeit. So he says, what's Pshat, why we call it that? He says, because imagine the following thing. If you would go to a wedding, and you're by the chuppah, and two people start getting into a whole pilpul here. You know, they start with a machlokis, right? We said between the nesivos and the ketzos, back and forth. So it's shah. That's not what you talk about. We're at the chuppah now. Talk about inyone of the chuppah. So too by the hilula, it's not shah. You have to talk about the inyan of betzadik. So on today, on Lag BaOmer, we talk about the inyan of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So in halacha, I want to do a piece. Find it for a second. No. Oh, okay. So, a machlokis in Menachos about the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and it sheds light into the insight of how Rabbi Shimon and how we can connect to Rabbi Shimon. It's not such a long piece. Here we go. B'yom de'hilul kadisha rab hadein. Ola machshava b'leiv kol adam. On today's day of Lag BaOmer. Ma shaychus yeshel the adam poshe kenu im adam hagadok ba'anokim rashbi sh'ol soda la tepuchim lilka bo mirkachim v'nase adam nemar bavuro, right? In the piyut it says, Nase Adam was said on behalf of Rabbi Shimon. He's the spitz human being. He's the greatest thing there. So what is a guy like, who is a simple guy like me and you, what do we have to do with Rabbi Shimon? How can we connect to such an amazing tzaddik like this? Malanu azovi hakir ki nikrav sadas. This is a thought we should have. What is our shaychus to Rabbi Shimon? So it says the Talna Rebbe, the Efshar Loimer Shiva Emes, Rashbi Atzma L'shitosu Sover Sheish L'shaychus L'chol Echad Ve'echad Miklal Yisrael. We'll see in the Gemara that Rabbi Shimon himself says he has a shaychus to every single Jew. Hine, this is the Machlokis. Izim Sechus Menachos Nun Aleph Amud Beis, 51b. Odos Kohen Gadol Shemes. So what's the din? The sugi is discussing about a Kohen Gadol who died. Mishal mi haisa kreva minchas chavitin delay. Who's now going to bring his minchas chavitin? The korban that the Kohen Gadol brought every single day. But he died. So who? You got to get a replacement. So who does that bring? Vezel loshen hamishna sham. Lo minu Kohen acher tachtav. We don't put appoint another Kohen in his place. Mishal mi haisa kreva. So who brings it from? Rabbi Shimon Oimer Mishal Tzibur, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishal Yorshin. Right? So it's a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon, and whenever you have Rabbi Shimon Stam, it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Shimon holds who brings replacement? Mishal Tzibur. Community funds will bring it. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, from the Yorshin, from his descendant who's going to take over for him. Ushlima haisa kreva. Okay. And it was brought completely, meaning the whole discussion of theirs, but you can't bring it partially. Okay. Ubir oimek hamachloikis as it. What's the depth of this argument, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben? Who's going to bring this minchas chavitin? So Avshalom, we can suggest as follows. Rabbi Yehuda sover shekol koichosav shel hamanhig boim lo machmas zuchus avoysav shemasayito. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that the whole energy, the powers, the koach of him come from his ancestors. Al-Kain, and therefore, koichos elo ovrim acher moso lizaro acharov. So if they came from his father, so when he passed away, they go to his descendant, his son. Okay. Umemele kishemesa kohen gadol kreva minchosu mishol yorshin sheimim malim makomo. So who's malim makom? His son, the Yorish, whoever it is. So then if now he's gone, so who's going to bring the korban in his place? Says Rabbi Yehuda, the Yorshin, which means that that kohas. Ach rashbi sover shekol koichosav shel hamanhig Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose hilula is today, says no. The koch of a manhig, novi mikochan shel am Yisrael. The ability of a Jewish leader and their koch comes from the Jewish people themselves, not from just my personal ancestors. Al kein, and therefore b'moso chozrim koichos elu leklal Yisrael, and therefore now when he passes away, so it goes back to its source and returns to the klal Yisrael. V'lo davka lezaro achram, not to his child, his specific anicle. Ki koichos hamanhig shaychem leklal tzibur v'lo levonav, because the koach of a leader belongs not to his sons, but it belongs to all of the tzibur, to Klal Yisrael, to the community, to every single, to Am Yisrael. Uve'en hezman higamiti, tzarech lechush klapei kol echa ve'echad shu kevno yechido. And this is a beautiful idea, that you find this by tzaddikim throughout the generations, that a real leader looks and feels like every single Jew is his ben yochid. There's a famous story, I forgot which Rosh Hashiva it was, but they came, a wealthy man, Gvir, came to the Rosh Hashiva, and he says, you know, I want a bachar. He shows him to this one. He says, this is my ben yochid. So he tells him, he's not interested in this one. He goes to the next one. He goes, oh, this one's my ben yochid. He goes, no, I don't want this one either. He goes through everyone. He goes, at the end of the interview, he says, this is my ben yochid. How many do you have? How many ben yochid? He says, I got 400. The Rosh Hashiva looked at every single one's talmid like a ben yochid, and that's what he's saying. That's a manhig. That a manhig looks at kol echad ve'echad shu kivino yechid. He looks like each every person is my him. Uchemaisa hayadua. There's a famous story. Rav Hakadosh Harebi, the Rebbe Melech, zechus yagin aleinu amen. Shelibo nakvol al kach shechoshesh l'shalom b'no yosim yeshel l'shalom odom acher. So Avi walked in when Rabbi Hanoch Teller was here. So he put together a movie. I think the movie he was promoting was the Rebbe Melech, right? So in the movie, the scene is that Melech went for a self-imposed exile, and when he came back to town, as he was getting into the city, he heard a scream, and he had a thought to himself, oh my goodness, I hope that wasn't my own son. And then he stopped himself. He says, what is your gullus accomplished if when you walk back you have more love for, you know, your Ahavas Yisrael is not complete if you have love for a complete stranger? This is a huge madriga. This is the Rebbe, but already, but he had a kapeid on himself because he felt on his madriga that he had more of a love for his own son than for a complete stranger. And that's what he was the manhig. V'chein kasher meis hakohen gadol shu manhigan manhig shel klal Yisrael kariva minchaso mishal tzibur daika. So that's why when the kohen gadol passes away, so Rabbi Shimon Shita is that who brings the replacement? The funds come Mishal Tzibur, because his kochos came from the Tzibur, so now the Tzibur is the one who replaces it. Because the mahus, the essence of the Kohen Gadol comes from Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda held it came from his Zechus Avos, so then the machlokes Menches Chavitim is brought from his Yorish. Rabbi Shimon, Baruch Hu, says no, comes from Klal Yisrael. So then he quotes a famous statement from the Tikkuni Zohar. It's called Ishpatisu de Moshe Rabbeinu Bechol Dora Vedora V'chein Bechol Tzadik Betzadik. There's a spark, an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Svarim HaKadoshim make very strong connection between Rabbi Shimon and Moshe Rabbeinu. It says V'chach Omer Rashbi Atzmo Lehedi. He says Beferes in Tikkuni Zohar Samach Tes. The Ishpatisu de Moshe Rabbeinu Bechol Dora Vedora V'chein Bechol Tzadik Betzadik. There's a spark of Moshe in every generation and every single tzadik. I mean, every tzaddik is the level of a manhig has a connection to Moshe. Bavadei shirashbi atzmon. Certainly, it's in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself. Sheol of Isa Bazar Kadisha Parshas Vayikra. She gedulaso yoiser gedula mishel Moshe Rabbeinu atzmo. The greatness of Rabbi Shimon was like Moshe. Now people mispronounce something. I saw a clip from Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. So people sing the song, they say it wrong. They say Tana Elokai, right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. If you say Tana Elokai, that he said that they don't mean to, but that's kafira. It's Tana Eloki, right? The godly, the holy, the Tana, right? V'zeh loshen Zohar Kodesh. Zoka as Rabbi Shimon demarich boy b'kibich akol b'nei alma b'mosh kasiv v'yachem Moshe u'demashme de'ochid le par guda the ant Rabbi Shimon goizer v'kodesh barichu mekayim who goizer v'ant mevatel. So Rabbi Shimon is like on the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zeh omek habir b'mach omer habeis arum. That's what we said. This famous statement we spoke about it. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is lakol. He's for everybody. Ki rashbi l'shitoso, because according to his own shita, shekol koichos manhig, the whole koach of the manhig nimtza im b'chol echad ve'echam ibnei Yisrael. Because Rabbi Shimon says, if I'm the manhig, that means I have a shaychus to each and every single Jew. So that means that's the answer to our question. We thought, what's a simple person? How do you have a connection to this amazing exalted neshama on his yort site? Tavis is because he himself held that he has a shaychus to everybody. Va'al kein noisin rashbi ba'atzmo mi'atzmo kol. He gave to everybody. V'zeh chizik gadol lechol echad meitana. This gives a tremendous strength, tremendous encouragement for all of us. Sha'af b'sha'an be'emes v'choykim midargus rashbi har be'yoysim mirachim mizrach mizrach l'mar. We're as far from Rabbi Shimon as east is to west. Mikol mokom, nevertheless, yesh lechol echad meitana shaychus miyuchedes l'rashbi. But nevertheless, even has a simcha today because we personally have a shaychus to the teachings of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, this tzaddik. V'afil l'odom hapachus b'yoysim. Even a person on a very, very low level, Al Canaan, therefore, Yochel kol echad v'echad hischazik benitzus shel zeh shel Rashbi hashochin b'kirbohu. Everyone has a little spark because we're connected to the manhig. We're connected to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. La'alos la'alos b'torah v'avoid l'toivlo kol hayom v'chiyusu kiyom hazeh. And this gives a chizik to be mechazik ourselves in our Torah and our avoda and all of our mitzvos. So I thought this was a very nice piece to learn. We covered the hilula because we said over it on the hilula. The sugi is to learn about the tzaddik. Okay. Shkoyach. Good night, Shabbos.